हरि ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। Previous class, we saw the third Anuvaka of the first chapter, Sikshavalli, where Upanishad simply mentions five Samhitopasanani, five meditations on Samhitas. And we have to see the Bhashyam on the Samhita, as we are not going to practice these meditations. We just need to understand the significance of meditation. And we have substitute for these meditations. I'll explain to you later on. Now let us see the Bhashyam part where we left. Upasanam. What is Upasanam? Upasanam. Asanam means seat. Asanam means sitting. Asanam means being seated. And upa means near. So being seated near or sitting near is the meaning of the word Upasanam. It is not physically sitting near something, placing the attention of the mind near Bhagavan, placing the attention of the mind on Bhagavan, Sagunam Brahma, Ishwaraha is Upasanam. Otherwise, any devata, any phenomenon, any symbol, any object, any name, any mantra pertaining to Ishwara, which symbolizes Ishwara, also can be an object of meditation. It is Upasanam. So, Saguna Brahma Vishya Manasa Vyaparaha, this definition we all know very well. Sagunam Brahma Ishwaraha must be the object of meditation, object of focus. Only then it can be said to be meditation. So, Shankara Bhagavatpada also in his commentary presents a very beautiful definition on meditation. I want all of you to know. You have to summarize. You have to put all the words. Upasanam. Number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4. We have already given many definitions. One more. Shankara Bhagavatpada presents very beautifully here. Let us see. That's what you have to see today. Is it clear? If you do not know where we left last class, let me remind you. After the word Vachanat, iti prachina yogya upasva iti cha vachanat. After that, I'm going to explain to you today the meditation. Please make an underline this sentence. Very beautiful, important definition of meditation again. Shankara Bhagavatpada's own original words. Upasanam cha. What is Upasanam? Cha. And Upasanam means what? He said, Yathashastram. Yathashastram. Tulya pratyaya santatihi. Tulya pratyaya santatihi. Asankirnacha atat pratyayaihi shastrokta alambana vishayacha சாஸ்திர உக்த சாஸ்திரோக்த ஆலம்பன விஷயாச்ச உபாசனம். ஓகே, மேக் இட் வெரி கிளியர். ததிஹி, ததிஹி இஸ் த வேர்ட். ததிஹி மீன்ஸ் பர்வேசிவ்னஸ், பட் சந்ததிஹி மீன்ஸ், சந்ததிஹி மீன்ஸ் கண்டினியூஸ், கான்ஸ்டன்ட், கண்டினியூஸ், அன்பிரோக்கன் ஃப்ளோ இஸ் கால்ட் சந்ததிஹி. கான்ஸ்டன்ட், கண்டினியூஸ், அன்பிரோக்கன் ஃப்ளோ இஸ் சந்ததிஹி. பட் ஃப்ளோ ஆஃப் வாட்? வி ஹேவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் பிரத்யய, பிரத்யயானாம் சந்ததிஹி, பிரத்யய சந்ததிஹி. The word pratyaya in grammar means affix, but here the word pratyaya means thought, thought modification. Pratyayanam santatihi, pratyaya santatihi. So constant, continuous, unbroken flow. Santatihi, sorry, the lineage of family, is it be santatihi? The progeny is a santatihi. Santanam, santatihi means something which exists continuously. So here, pratyayanam santatihi. Now, putranam santatihi means what? Unbroken lineage of family through progeny. Here, pratyayanam santatihi, constant, continuous, unbroken flow of thoughts. Okay, but thoughts of what? Thoughts pertaining to what? We always have constant continuous flow of thoughts. So see, any continuous flow of thoughts cannot become meditation. So here, tulya. Tulya literally means equal. Tulya literally means same. So tulya tulyanam pratyayanam santatihi. துல்யானாம் பிரத்யானாம் சந்ததிஹி, துல்ய பிரத்ய சந்ததிஹி. உபாசனம் மீன்ஸ் கான்ஸ்டன்ட் கண்டினியூஸ் அன்பிரோக்கன் ஃப்ளோ ஆஃப் தாட்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஒன் அண்ட் த சேம் ஆப்ஜெக்ட், தாட்ஸ் பர்டைனிங் டு த சேம் ஆப்ஜெக்ட். There must be many thoughts, thought flow, but only one thing is repeatedly thought of. Therefore, tulya pratyaya santatihi. Okay? So continuous flow of thoughts of similar, one and the same object. Which object? Not as you wish. Yatha shastram. யதா சாஸ்திரம் மீன்ஸ் ஆஸ் ரெக்கமெண்டட் பை தி சாஸ்திரம், ஆஸ் மென்ஷன்ட் பை தி சாஸ்திரம், ஆஸ் சப்போர்ட்டட் பை தி சாஸ்திரம், ஆஸ் பிரிஸ்கிரைப்ட் பை தி சாஸ்திரம். யதா சாஸ்திரம், சோ கண்டினியூஸ் ஃப்ளோ ஆஃப் அன்பிரோக்கன் கண்டினியூஸ் ஃப்ளோ ஆஃப் தாட்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஒன் அண்ட் த சேம் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் prescribed by the shastram. Shastrokta alambana vishaya. So santatihi is strilinga shabda, therefore shastra ukta alambana vishaya tulya pratyaya santatihi. Upasanam kim? Shastra ukta alambana vishaya துல்ய பிரத்ய சந்ததிஹி. சோ கண்டினியூஸ் அன்பிரோக்கன் ஃப்ளோ ஆஃப் தாட்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஒன் அண்ட் சேம் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் பிரஸ்கிரைப்ட் பை தி சாஸ்திரம். ஹவு டு நோ? ஆலம்பனம் அ சிம்பிள், விஷயா ஆப்ஜெக்ட். Thoughts pertaining to the one and the same object or symbol prescribed by the Shastram. Okay. சோ ச அதப்ரத்யேகி அசங்கீர்ணா, அசப்ரத்யேகி அசங்கீர்ணா. கீர்ணா இஸ் த பார்ட்டிசிபல், சங்கீர்ணா சம் இஸ் அ ப்ரிஃபிக்ஸ். சங்கீர்ணா மீன்ஸ் இஸ் ஸ்கேட்டர்ட், ஸ்கேட்டர்ட். And here asankirna, unscattered, undisturbed, unperturbed. So asankirna, unperturbed, undisturbed, unscattered, undisturbed by what? By atat pratyayahi, undisturbed, unperturbed by the thoughts of anything and everything other than the object or symbol prescribed by the Shastram. Tat pratyaha means what? Thoughts pertaining to that Shastra recommended object. Tat pratyaha means thoughts pertaining to the object or symbol recommended by the Shastram, our thoughts pertaining to Ishvara, Bhagavan is Tat Pratyaha. Atat Pratyaha means thoughts pertaining to anything and everything other than Bhagavan. So, which are not the same object. Therefore, how should take the beautiful definition? துல்ய பிரத்ய சாஸ்திரோக்த ஆலம்பன விஷயா அதத் பிரத்யேகி அசங்கீர்ணா துல்ய பிரத்ய சந்ததிஹி. You have to put the sentence in different order. Okay, I'm going to tell you again. Please put it correctly like this. உபாசனம் கிம், உபாசனம் இத்யுக்தே சாஸ்திரோக்த ஆலம்பன விஷயா துல்ய சாஸ்திரோக்த ஆலம்பன விஷயா அதத் பிரத்யேகி அசங்கீர்ணா துல்ய பிரத்ய சந்ததிஹி யதா சாஸ்திரம். சாஸ்திரோக்த ஆலம்பன விஷயா துல்ய பிரத்ய சந்ததிஹி அதத் பிரத்யேகி அசங்கீர்ணா. சோ தத் பிரத்யஹ மீன்ஸ் தாட்ஸ் பர்டைனிங் டு பகவான் ஈஸ்வர ஆப்ஜெக்ட் பிரஸ்கிரைப்ட் பை தி சாஸ்திரம், சிம்பிள் பிரஸ்கிரைப்ட் பை தி சாஸ்திரம். அதத் பிரத்யஹ மீன்ஸ் தாட்ஸ் பர்டைனிங் டு எனிதிங் அண்ட் எவ்ரிதிங் அதர் தேன் வாட் ஹஸ் பீன் ரெக்கமெண்டட் பை சாஸ்திரம் ஆர் பகவான். அதத் பிரத்யம். சோ அதத் பிரத்யேகி அசங்கீர்ணா, தி கண்டினியூஸ் ஃப்ளோ ஆஃப் தாட்ஸ் பர்டைனிங் டு த ஒன் அண்ட் த சேம் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆர் சிம்பிள் பிரஸ்கிரைப்ட் பை தி சாஸ்திரம், அன்டிஸ்டர்ப்ட் அன்பர்டர்ப்ட் பை தாட்ஸ், any thoughts pertaining to anything and everything other than Bhagavan, thoughts pertaining to anything and everything other than the object or symbol prescribed by the Shastra. Is it clear? This is the beautiful definition of Shastram. And Yatha Shastram, Upasanam, as exactly recommended by the Shastra. Yatha Shastram. உபாசனம் ச யதா சாஸ்திரம் as exactly taught by the Shastram, recommended by the Shastram, constant, continuous, unbroken flow of thoughts of one and the same object, prescribed object or symbol prescribed by the Shastram, to the exclusion of all other dissimilar thoughts, the exclusion of any thought or thoughts pertaining to anything other than Bhagavan or anything other than recommended by Shastra. Upasanam cha yatha shastram tulya pratyaya santatihi atat pratyayaihi asankirna. My full correctly order. Atat pratyayaihi asankirna. Shastrokta alambana vishaya cha. See, all these are adjectives describing santatihi. Pratyaya santatihi. Flow of thoughts is meditation. But flow of which thoughts? Flow of thoughts pertaining to tulya. What, same or on object. That object or alambanam prescribed by the shastram. Shastrokta shastrena ukta alambanam alambana vishaya santatihi. Atat pratyayahi asankirna. Got it? Asat pratyayahi asankirna. Why asankirna? Asat pratyayahi asankirna. Atat pratyayahi asankirna. Shastrokta alambana vishaya. Why long? Because adjectives describing santatihi. Understand? Santatihi is a noun here. Feminine noun. That's why asankirna alambana vishaya. This meditation. Okay. Now, we go to the next sentence. And next, Shankara Bhagavatpada, having beautifully defined what is meditation, Shankara Bhagavatpada states in the following sentence, how the meditation becomes effective. He says, prasiddhascha upasana shabdarthaha loke prasiddhaha. Very popular, very well known. What is very popular? Upasana shabdarthaha. Upasanam iti shabdaha itself is prasiddhaha. Upasana shabda arthaha is also prasiddhaha. The meaning of the word upasanam ityasya shabdasya arthaha prasiddhaha. Loke, in this world where he says, in Vedic period, in Vedic times, the word upasanam is very popular. Even now it is popular. It is popular in the form of the worship. Worship is very popular even now. So upasanam. So prasiddhaha cha upasanam ityasya shabdasya arthaha prasiddhaha. Upasana shabdarthaha, upasana shabdarthaha prasiddhaha. The meaning of the word upasana is very popular, very well known in this world, loke. Having said that, he gives two examples. See, though in those days, people used to, as disciples, serve the teachers in Gurukulam. And when the service to the teacher, when they do, they're very focused. When they're very focused in whatever they were doing. So that service to the teacher performed, done with a focused attention itself is like meditation. Therefore, instead of saying they serve, they use the term upaste. Gurum upaste. Gurum upaste. Upaste means meditates. The verb upaste means what? Aste, sits. Aste means sits. Upa aste sits near. Gurum upaste means what? Sits near the guru. That's the literal meaning. Upaste actually implied meaning is meditates. Literal meaning is what? Sits near. Upaste means meditates. So here, implied meaning is serves the teacher with focused attention with great Shraddha. That is the meaning. Okay. The service to the teacher in the Gurukulam performed with the Shraddha, the focused attention itself is like meditation. Therefore, they used the verb, instead of saying, using the verb serves, they used to say upaste. Gurum upaste means what? Serves the teacher. And also the kings. Those days, kings means they were known for their commitment to dharma, their service to for protecting dharma. Therefore, kings were highly revered for their contribution for protecting the dharma. So whoever serves the king, who stands for dharma, also does his duty towards his king with the shraddha, with the focus attention. Therefore, the person who serves the king also, king also, is said to be Guru Raja Upasakaha. What does it mean? Rajanam Upaste. A person who serves the king, Rajanam Upaste. He serves the king. A person serves the king. A person serves his teacher. Gurum Upaste. Rajanam Upaste Iti. This is thus, the meaning of the word Upasanam is very well known, popular in this world. By saying what? A person serves the teacher, Gurum Upaste, Rajanam Upaste. Etc. So, what it means is, how a person who serves the teacher in due course of time earns the Guru's grace. Guru's grace. So he becomes qualified for, he becomes highly disciplined person. So with a sincere commitment and focus attention, when a person, whoever does anything, he becomes disciplined. When a person serves the teacher also in a Gurukulam, whatever he does, that in due course of time contributes for his mental stability, intellectual sharpness, mental purification. Thereby he becomes qualified for the attainment of jnanam. As a result of serving the teacher, the guru, finally, the service to the guru should culminate in the attainment of jnanam. That's the benefit. Similarly, the person who serves the king also, in due course of time, becomes eligible to enjoy the grace of the king, that means support of the king, that he can earn a lot of wealth or he can become prosperous in life. So the person who worships, the person who serves the king becomes rich, prosperous. The person who serves the guru becomes wise. In the same way, it is said, Yaha hi, yohi, yohi, gurvadin, santatam upacharati. Yaha hi, guru adin, gurvadin, santatam upacharati. Please make a note. Santatam is an adverb. Santatihi is a noun. Santatam always. Santatam upacharati. Upacharati means serves. Remaining closely, who follows, who serves is upacharati. We say upacharaha, noun. Upacharaha also means honors. Upacharati, honors, reveres, but serves. So, yaha, he, yohi. We break it, yaha, he, indeed, whoever, indeed. Upacharati serves, santatam always, குரு ஆதீன், குரு எக்ஸெட்ரா. சக சச்ச பர்சன் உபாஸ்தே இட்டுச்சதே. தட் பர்சன் இஸ் செட் டு பி சர்விங், மெடிடேட்டிங். இது உச்சதே சக உபாஸ்தே இட்டுச்சதே. ஈவன் பர்சன் ஹூ சர்வ்ஸ் த டீச்சர் எக்ஸெட்ரா இஸ் செட் டு பி மெடிடேட்ஸ், தட் ஹி மெடிடேட்ஸ் சக உபாஸ்தே. சகச்ச பலம் ஆப்னோதி உபாசனஸ்ய. சச்ச பர்சன் ஹூவர் சர்வ்ஸ் இஸ் டீச்சர் எக்ஸெட்ரா இஸ் செட் டு பி மெடிடேட்டிவ், செட் டு பி சர்விங். சகச்ச உபாசனஸ்ய பலம் பிராப்னோதி. பலம் பலம் ஆப்னோதி உபாசனஸ்ய. உபாசனஸ்ய பலம் பலம் ஆப்னோதி. He certainly attains the benefit, the result of meditation, result benefit of his service. The person who serves definitely enjoys the result of his service. Saha upasanasya phalam apnoti. Very simple language. I'm sure you all enjoyed. உபாசகா உபாசனஸ்ய பலம் ஆப்னோதி. தி பர்சன் ஹூ சர்வ்ஸ் என்ஜாய்ஸ் தி ரிசல்ட், என்ஜாய்ஸ் தி பெனிஃபிட். சோ தி மெடிடேட்டர் ஆல்சோ என்ஜாய்ஸ் தி பெனிஃபிட். தட் இஸ் வாட் சங்கர் பகவத் பாதா வாண்ட்ஸ் டு சே ஹியர். சோ தேர் தி பர்சன் ஹூ சர்வ்ஸ் தி கிங் பிசிக்கலி டஸ் ஹிஸ் டியூட்டிஸ் டுவர்ட்ஸ் தி கிங். The person who serves the teacher physically does his duties towards the king, but with his focused attention. So, Pujya Swamiji used to tell this important point. Whatever you do it with Shraddha, with the focused attention. Having Bhagavan as your goal, it becomes worship. It becomes meditation. That's why our pujas we do also is are said to be kayikam, involve even though physical body is involved. In physical, in pujas, when we do pujas, we do arati, we cook naivedyam. Even our in regular pujas in which our physical body is involved, our chanting, in chanting etc., our oral activity is involved. Still, not only mental activity, still it becomes upasanam. It becomes meditation. Because the object of focus is Bhagavan. If object of focus becomes Bhagavan, it becomes meditation. Even if it is, it involves physical and oral activities. But here, anyway, upasanam is purely a mental activity wherein body and speech are not involved. So, how a person who serves the teacher or the king enjoys the benefit. Similarly, here the meditator also enjoys the benefit. Shankar Bhagavatpada says next, Ataha, Atotrapicha, if you break it, Ataha, therefore, Atra api means what? Here also. Here means what? In this context of the discussion on meditation also, we have to understand that Yaha Evam Veda, the person who in this manner meditates, the word Veda means meditates. Yaha Evam Veda, who in this manner, as mentioned here, who meditates, Saha, Sandhiyate. Sandhiyate, he becomes connected with, which means he becomes blessed with. Becomes blessed with what? Prajadibhi swargantaihi. The person who practices meditation definitely will be blessed with the benefit, prayojanam, blessed with the result. It will not be a futile effort. It is effective. What will be the problem? He'll be blessed with what? Praja adhibihi, progeny, etc. Up to what? Swarga antaihi. So, he'll be blessed with progeny. Not only progeny, he'll be blessed with many, many, many other material benefits. Up to what? Even swarga. The highest of the material benefits one can accomplish as a result of practicing meditation is what? Attainment of heaven. Even a person who practices meditation can even attain the exalted end of meditation. So attainment of heaven also falls within the realm of material benefits. Okay. Swargantaihi means what? Why anta? Swargaha is the anta means what? The highest of the material benefits which can be accomplished as a result of practicing meditation is attainment of heaven. Enjoying heavenly life after the fall of this body. So, Shankara Bodhpada thoughtfully says, na mokshantaihi. What does it mean? Meditation can never remove ignorance. Therefore, meditation can never bless you with the benefit of mokshaha. So, mokshaha, the absolute end, the parapurushartha is not the result of practicing meditation. Swargaha, attainment of heaven is the highest of the benefits. Therefore, in between what? You can say all forms of arthakamas, all arthakamas. Arthakama, you can say dharma also. A person can earn abundance of punyam by practicing meditation. And using that punyam, the person can enjoy various other forms of arthakamas in different forms. Wealth, good children, progeny. So, prajadhibihi. A person can have good children, a lot of wealth. Wealth in different forms. So, I can deduce to prajadhibihi swargantaihi means artha kama dharmaha. A person can enjoy all forms of material ends, including the attainment of heaven, as a result of practicing meditation. So it is said, except moksha, any material benefit one can enjoy. Ataha atrapi cha yaha evam veda, the person who meditates in this manner, saha sandhiyate prajadibhihi swargantaihi sandhiyate, he is blessed with the benefit of progeny, etc., up to the accomplishment of heaven. So, prajadi palani apnoti iti artaha. Shankara Bhagavatpada himself explains, prajadi palani apnoti iti artaha. Meditator attains results such as progeny, etc. Praja adi phalani apnoti. A person attains results such as progeny, etc. So he makes it very clear all forms of material benefits can be accomplished as a result of practicing meditation except mokshaha, including the attainment of heaven, which is said to be the highest of the benefits of practicing meditation. Okay. Like this, he talks about the benefit of meditation also. With this, Tritiyaha Anuvakaha is over. The third section of the Sikshavalli is over. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate ओम शांति 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 ही हरि ही ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ही ओम।